The legendary East German spymaster, dubbed the Man Without a Face, died today at the age of 83. Marcus Wolf was the mastermind of some of the Cold War's most successful intelligence operations. His nickname came from the fact that for most of his career, Wolf's opponents in the West had no idea what he looked like. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Marcus Wolf was a prime foe of the West during the Cold War. For more than 30 years, he was head of foreign intelligence for Communist East Germany, and his opponents in the West say he was very good at his job. Wolf put spies in high places, including one who worked as a personal aide to former West German Chancellor Willy Brandt. That agent's discovery led to Brandt's resignation in 1974, says West Germany's former counterintelligence chief, Herbert Hellenbruch.
After all, he was the right hand of Willy Brandt, the Chancellor. He went with Brandt on vacations, and of course, just like with American presidents, personal assistants get telegrams and faxes. He read everything, passed it all on to his employer. That was a really, really big case.
Wolf's signature spies were known as Romeos, agents sent from East Germany to seduce and steal information from West German civil servants. Gerhard Baier started as a Romeo in the 1950s and wound up marrying one of his targets. Baier remembers Wolf as a good boss, empathetic and understanding.
He was a role model for me. His position was important for East Germany. He was straightforward, he was open, he was focused and decisive without being a dictator. He was a human being one could relate to and respect.
Wolf's life was shaped by World War II. His father was Jewish, and the family left Germany for France, then the Soviet Union, soon after Adolf Hitler came to power. Wolf came back to Germany when the war ended, to the part that would become the Communist East. In 1986, he retired as chief spy, and in the mid-90s, after the end of the Cold War, Wolf was charged with treason by the government of the reunited Germany. He was found guilty and sentenced, but won on appeal. As his treason trial opened in 1993, Wolf told NPR he was simply doing what would be considered normal in the world of spies.
I was a citizen of a sovereign state, the German Democratic Republic. GDR was recognized by 160 nearly other states and governments, was a member of United Nations, and we had the same right to do this work as the German intelligence service, for example, had.
Wolf claimed he didn't know about the torture committed by the domestic side of the East German Stasi spy agency. In the late 1990s, Wolf said he had no blood on his hands. Herbert Hellenbruch, his West German counterpart, says Wolf was smart and well-educated, but worked for a totalitarian state.
They weren't bothered by human rights violations. The service could do whatever it wanted to do. They could arrest people, question people, jail people without a verdict, blackmail people, and so forth. We as a democracy couldn't do that.
Wolf wrote in his memoirs that shortly after the Berlin Wall fell, two CIA representatives came to visit him, bearing flowers, chocolates, and an offer of lots of money and a new life in California, if he'd just share some information about his former colleagues. Wolf said he declined the offer. He maintained he had worked to create an egalitarian society and a Germany that would never allow a repeat of Nazism. He told NPR in 1997 he was sorry that that dream didn't come true.
The greatest regret I feel that I, like a lot of other active leaders of the socialist countries, helped to compromise the big and great ideal of socialism.
Wolf is survived by his wife and several children. His funeral is expected to be private. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.